Good evening and welcome to the Jazz Scene. David Bassey with you once again, and a now legendary performer in Kansas City's great history, Kim Park, the son of John Park, great alto saxophonist with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Kim also played in the sax section of the Kenton Orchestra at 17 years old. Here's Kim Park with the Jim Widener Orchestra and his composition, Milton's Blues, for Milton. Of course, Milton Morris. Ken Park's Basie-esque composition, Milton's Blues, for Milton Morris, the owner of Milton's longtime jazz club in Kansas City. Plus, Milton was someone who booked Count Basie in the orchestra way, way back when at the Reno Club and so on. And anyway, Yesterday's and Today, the Jim Widener Big Band with Kim Park at the flute, Kim Richmond also in the sax section, Bill Perkins in the sax section, Dave Scott in the trumpet section, Paul McKee in the trombone section, and Gary Hobbs playing the drums. Jim Widener, the bassist, with a CMG release called Yesterday's and Today, Jim Widener's Big Band with Kim Park's composition. I'm David Bassie. It's the Jazz Scene, and a pleasure to be with you once again. Diane Romaine, my special guest in this first set, and the music of Roger Wilder and Stanton Kessler. And we'll also speak about the music of Benny Golson and the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. We'll be featuring Ebony Fondren this coming weekend at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, and two chances to listen to the great Benny Golson in a clinic setting, one at JCCC and one at the American Jazz Museum. Support for the Jazz Scene on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's Roger Wilder on the Jazz Scene on a Monday night.
Thank you.
Kansas Public Radio on a Monday night in the jazz scene. And wow, what beautiful music from Roger Wilder and his album called Stretch, one of my top 10 picks for a few years back. And Roger and Stanton Kessler will be performing at UMKC with Diane Romaine. Diane has written a book called The Trumpet Lesson, and Diane is my special guest tonight. Diane, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I love being here with you.
You know, it's my honor. Now, your book is called The Trumpet Lesson. How are your chops?
Well, I'm afraid right now my chops are in disrepair. I ran into a problem with a vibration that was interfering with my playing. So I'm not really playing now.
So you ran into a problem with your playing. Was that problem that you're writing your first novel? Is that the problem you had with your playing?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I started playing because of writing my first novel. I hadn't played the trumpet before, and I had a character that I picked the trumpet for her, and then I ended up playing the trumpet myself.
So that's pretty deep to be writing a book called The Trumpet Lesson and then actually taking trumpet lessons and actually learning the instrument to get the book out. That must have taken some time.
That may be why it took so long to write the book. I fell in love with the trumpet, and I spent hours every day practicing the trumpet, learning some jazz also along the way with Stanton Kessler here in Kansas City.
Well, you know, that's a great segue, Diane. So Diane Romaine is my special guest tonight, and Diane will be performing. Well, no, she'll be talking about her book on Sunday, the 13th of October at UMKC. I'll tell you all about it tonight on the jazz scene. Her special guests at her performance or her talk this weekend will be Stanton Kessler on the trumpet and Roger Wilder at the piano. Here's the music, Stanton Kessler from his album Skywatcher.
Thank you.
The Jazz Scene on a Monday night. I'm David Bassey. Wow. This coming Sunday at UMKC, Diane Romaine is in from Mexico. And Guaranto? Is that the name?
I live in Guanajuato.
So you graduated from UMKC, right?
Yes, I studied philosophy at UMKC, and I graduated quite a long time ago, a little over 50 years.
Wow, so finally you found your way with being a writer now after studying all the philosophy, right, 50 years ago.
Yes. Even when I was studying philosophy, I was interested in different ways of presenting material in an essay. And I remember in one class, I think it was philosophy of science, I wrote my essay as if it were a dialogue between two of the philosophers of science we were studying at the time.
Uh-huh. And so your partner, Sterling Bennett, is a writer too, right?
Yes, Sterling Bennett is a writer. He's written three novels. They're all based on Mexican history. The first one is called Playing for Pancho Villa, and you can find them all on Amazon.com.
That's a good commercial. I'm going to have a commercial, too. Let's play some more music. Diane Romaine is my special guest tonight. Her book is called The Trumpet Lesson. And the trumpet lesson will be, is this an opening? What is it? It's a talk, right, at UMKC?
Yes, it's a party. It's a book launch party for the trumpet lesson, and it's open to the public. It's also a fundraiser for Jazz Friends of the Conservatory of Music and Dance.
Diane Romaine and the Trumpet Lesson. And this is the 13th of October. It'll be at UMKC. Her special guests will be Roger Wilder and Stanton Kessler. And here's Roger Wilder from his album Stretch on Kansas Public Radio and the Jazz Scene on a Monday night. Diane Romaine and the Trumpet Lesson. Here's the music. Thank you.
Thank you.
great music on a Monday night on the Jazz Scene as usual, but an extra, extra, extra special visit from Diane Romaine here from Mexico and a graduate of UMKC. She'll be at UMKC in the Donors Lounge this coming Sunday. I believe it's 4 to 6 p.m. And you're joined by Roger Wilder and Stanton Kessler. How do people get to this book launch event for The Trumpet Lesson, your brand new first novel?
Okay, the thing to do, if you would like to come to the launch party, is to send me an email at dromaine@dianeromaine.com. And that's dianeromaine.com.
Diane, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you Monday night. It's the Jazz Scene. This coming Sunday, Diane will be at UMKC with Stanton Kessler and Roger Wilder. Diane, thanks for making the trip, and thanks for being here on the Jazz Scene tonight. Best of luck with this book.
Thank you very much. It was just delightful being here with you.
Here's the music on Kansas Public Radio. Stan Kessler's composition, Demons, featuring Danny Embry at the guitar. The Sons of Brazil from 1996, a band, long-running band in Kansas City's history. The Sons of Brazil, Demons. Before that, we heard one from Stanton called For All Seasons from his Skywatcher disc, and a couple from Roger Wilder from Stretch, 2013 release, recorded in 2012 and out on Artist Recording Collective. Roger Wilder with David Shale, Matt Otto, Seth Lee, and Sam Wiseman. And we heard the trio playing Taking a Chance on Love, and then God Moves in a Mysterious Way, a composition from pianist Roger Wilder. And Roger and Stanton will be part of a event this coming Sunday night, 4 to 6 p.m., Donor Lounge, UMKC, Performing Arts Center, 4949 Cherry, RSVP at dromaine@dianeromaine.com, Diane with two N's. Well, this coming Friday night, Mad Scientists, Vampire Women, and Superheroes all on the bill for KPR's next Cinema Con Queso. From south of the border, El Santo stars in Brain of Evil and The Vengeance of the Vampire Women. See it all on the big screen Friday night at Liberty Hall, starting at 7 p.m., sponsored by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, DDS, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 in Lawrence and 89.7 in Emporia, Kansas. Well, we're about to finish feature the music of Clint Ashlock, and this one comes from the catalog of Benny Golson. Benny Golson will be in town for the week, and he'll be speaking at a couple of events beginning Wednesday, October 9th, from 4 to 5:30 at the Blue Room at 18th and Vine in the American Jazz Museum. Thursday, October 10th, from 1 until 2:30 p.m. in Yardley Hall and the Carlson Center of Johnson County Community College, and a pre-concert chat Friday night at Hellsburg Hall, 7 to 7:30 on October 11th. Benny Golson, one of the great composers in jazz, joining the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and Ebony Fonrin for a concert on Friday night. You can find more at the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra website. And Benny Golson, of course, one of the great songwriters in jazz. Tickets available at kaufmancenter.org or by calling 816-994-7222, 816-994-7222, or kaufmancenter.org for tickets for Friday night, Benny Golson with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Here's music recorded May 20th of 2019. The George Coleman Quartet with Harold Mayburn at the piano, John Weber bass, and Joe Farnsworth recording Benny Golson's Along Came Betty. It's Kansas Public Radio on a Monday night and the jazz scene. Welcome aboard. George Coleman, and an instant classic. It's Benny Golson's Along Came Betty, and Benny Golson in Kansas City, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with special events and the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Support for the Jazz Scene on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute at 90.3, and on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the news on Kansas Public Radio comes from local restaurants, including Yellow Sub, that provided food for volunteers and staff during KBR's spring membership drive. Yellow Sub is located at 1814 West 23rd in Lawrence. More jazz after this from NPR News.